My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies, and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your most brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the Simplicity platform. Welcome to our podcast. It's great to have you guys here. Let's keep sharing. This time frame right now is a historical time. In the next 5 years, the way we conduct ourselves down here is going to have shifted so dramatically, it's going to feel unrecognizable. Those profound changes in society, civilization, those spiritual huge shifts in consciousness, that's what we're coming into right now. I often think I'd like to ask my clients to take a picture right before we start working together, and then, you know, 3 to 6 months after, and just see how different they look. For me, you know, my eye color has changed. My spine used to be really crooked, and now it's straightened. My eyesight has improved. It used to be not great. You know, my body shape has changed. And so there's so many things that I've been able to alter through this awakening process, through shifting, remembering that our frequency field, so when we clean up the frequency field, it creates the hologram of our body. So basically, we're resetting our body through the work we're doing with frequencies. It was so cool today. I was talking to a businesswoman who knew nothing about my work, and having to explain it, she was just fascinated. And I said to her, you know, in 10 years, this is just going to be common verbiage, you know, yeah, frequency work. And people are going to say, oh, yeah, that's cool. So it's such a deep honor of mine to have you guys here. We're those people that are lining up early on, getting really, really strong, so we can help hold the hands of many who are ready to cross into this new paradigm where you actually start to enjoy your life in every way, shape, and form. Which brings me to the question, as I was just talking to my daughter, and I thought it was a really great question. So, it's why, Mom, why do you mix music, dance, and so many things with your work and, say, on social media? And I loved explaining that, because what happens when you awaken? So, any of you guys that follow me on social media, you'll see that, you know, some days I'm doing ballet, some days I'm jumping, some days I'm singing, some days I'm reading poetry, some days I'm doing a meditation, some days I'm just talking briefly. I do a whole bunch of things because that's what awakening is. You become just locked into you. So the whole package. So I'm the whole package. And really, I do that to show you guys that it's important that we have fun. Yes, this work is serious. You know, I deal with a lot of people that have had a lot of stuff going on, but I'm also very lighthearted, and it's all of me. It's not sectioned off pieces. We talked about that last week, your authentic self, and how so many people section themselves off. Okay, now I'm going to go and play and have fun over here, but then I'm going to get all serious with work, and I'm going to be over here, and then I'm going to go on a date, and I'm going to be that lady over there. No, with this work, you get to be the whole package, and really that's what my social media represents. And the frequencies, this is important too, that's coming in. The frequencies are in all of it. So whether I'm singing, whether I'm dancing, whether I'm reading a poem or just talking, it's about the frequencies. So that's where we shift. When a higher frequency knocks into a lower resonating frequency through spiritual physics, or that subquantum physics, naturally the higher frequency overrides and it wins, meaning that it brings the lower frequency up. It's not the other way around. So with me, I want to have a really good time for this, you know, next however many years I live. And so I'm representing someone that is her own best friend, and actually really delights in her time. I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. But along with that, I'm going to enjoy the ride. So I hope that helps, because it feels like a lot of people need permission to understand we embody the whole package, where we don't have to hide certain parts of ourselves away, because everything that you do is wholesome. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's good. It just means it's from that pure frequency. So it's wholesome, meaning you've become whole again, come back home. I hope that answered the question. It's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. Today, as we prepare for a brilliant day of discovery, whether we're inside, whether we're a frontline worker, whether we're walking and dancing through the street, which I've been doing a lot of, whatever we're doing, how can we make this day fabulous? Once you're really connected, you'll see there's not a boring moment in your life. It just can't be. When you're in the present moment, you can't be bored. You can't be frustrated. You can't be any of those things, because you're locked in. And spirit is so satiated down here. So your spirit, when it locks in really, really tight, which is what we're doing in this work, you can never be bored, and you'll only be satiated, and you'll start really enjoying all areas, whether you're washing, 100 dishes, or, on the ground scrubbing your floors. You'll enjoy yourself. I know that might sound really strange. If that's something you want to do is coming in. If it's not something you want to do, then probably there'll be someone that comes along that says, hey, I like scrubbing floors. Can I help you? Like my daughter did today. So as we prepare for this meditation, 1 foot, 2 foot firmly planted on the ground. Deep breath in. Locked into the mothership, this earth. We came here. We chose to come here now. Remembering we've all got gifts. That's what I work with. Every single one of us, not one single human being comes down here without gifts. Some people's are buried deep, deep, deep inside. And that's this frequency work, releasing the frequencies so they, more than anything, they can start feeling what it feels like to no longer carry the burdens. And then all of us get to benefit because that person has released the burdens. And then we get to just chill and enjoy the company of one another. It's contagious. Absolutely contagious. Let's head up. So feeling the feet, feeling your brilliance, feeling your lower legs, feel these frequencies locked in, secured, feeling your power. Knees, releasing any pain, upper legs, thighs, strong legs, secure, strong foundation. Feel these frequencies, super powerful, quiet, powerful, like a blanket. Hips, abdomen, feel these frequencies moving up your body, locked in, never forgetting. That's the key. We get so well versed in this that you constantly just keep these frequencies running. You don't have to just say, oh, today's my 15 minutes where I chill. No, you keep these frequencies running. It just takes practice and discipline. And then eventually, you're just humming along, locked in. feeling your heart, lungs, clear, crystal clear. For all of you that need to clear out your lungs, let's spend a minute here flushing out the lungs, feeling the beauty of these pristine frequencies coming in, releasing your lungs, feeling your throat, shoulders, feeling your face, softening your face, a soft, gentle, connected, peaceful face, soft skin, feeling your hairline. Let's get into the head, into the brain. Feel that space. No more mental loops. Open. Expansive. A peaceful void there. Clear brain, agile, flexible, ageless, an ageless body. We're going to start coming into that new paradigm where we shift the programs, where we just keep humming along, where people told you that you would eventually at this age, this would happen, and at that age, that would happen. Oh, no, it doesn't. Who says it has to? That's just a program. Let's release that program so you can be solid, strong, flexible until you decide to whisk away, walk through the veil. We don't go anywhere. We just resonate faster and go into a higher frequency. But we don't go anywhere. We just expand into the higher frequencies. Isn't there a comfort in that? What we were once told, the ending, the end. You know, that's the grief and sorrow. But when we know, we just run faster frequencies. That's it. And then because of what's happening now in this world paradigm, it's a massive cleanup. So those that decide to cross over will have the ability to come back in here super cleaned up. So it's a beautiful time whether you're here or you cross over. So as you can see, there are no emergencies. If you find yourself ever getting pulled into worry, remember this. Remember how you feel. Right. I'm eternal. Yes, we can love each other. We can miss that human connection. But I've got something to tell you. It gets even grander, that connection, when you really open up. You can connect with anyone and anything. Everything is possible. The more frequencies, the lower frequencies you release, the tighter in and the more expansive you become. So you can connect to all that is, all you desire. So it's well worth it. It's a process. It's a beautiful, beautiful process. And you're well worth it. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.